Whether you're dreaming of a house the size of a football stadium or a football stadium in the back garden of your house, what you need is Dream Come True money. Luckily, Friday's EuroMillion Super Jackpot is a massive £110 million. Now that's Dream Come True money. EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Play online or on the app. Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. I love to do this. Turn it up. On demand.
So, listener Renee sent us this message on Facebook and said, as soon as I saw this, I knew I had to send it to Ben and Kelly, which we don't have producers, so thank you.
Yes, thank you for being the producers.
We've got to add flying snakes to the conversation.
Get out of here with that.
Here's the thing. The paradise snake has been known by scientists and by forest people.
Forest people?
I was trying to think of who are the people who are like...
The fairies that live in the forest?
Who research forests?
Tinkerbell and crew?
Tinkerbell,
what?
I don't know.
What is
who
going on?
Who are the people who research forests?
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyways.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wildlife experts.
Okay. I've known about these flying snakes, a.k.a. the paradise snake, for quite some time.
Wait a second. Has this been like a little nature secret that's been hiding under our nose the entire time?
Yes. The good news is you're not going to find these in Kentucky.
Also known as paradise flying snakes. Oh. They're one of only five species on the planet capable of gliding.
Yeah, so they can literally leap from trees high, high up, and they can fly for a while.
And in a fraction of a second, can double the width of their bodies. They achieve this flattened position by spreading their ribs before undulating gracefully.
Yeah, so they spread their ribs kind of like...
To become like wings?
Yeah, like wings, and then they like almost slither in midair and fly to go to another tree to, like...
So terrifying.
Eat a lizard? Yeah.
For up to 25 meters.
Yeah, 25 meters.
Oh,
get
wow.
out of here.
Oh, wow.
So, when you... Just another reason not to, like, get lost in the jungle. My
gosh.
No,
sir.
Yeah, so now researchers are trying to figure out how the snakes generate lift and how they can turn in midair.
Yeah,
which
how do they jump
they
into the air?
Yeah, so, like, these videos from National Geographic and things like that show these snakes just literally leaping off branches. They don't have legs. They don't have feet.
Or arms.
They're snakes.
Yeah.
And they jump. So,
okay.
Not only do you got to worry about like snakes on the ground.
Right.
Snakes in planes.
Yeah.
But now you got to worry about flying snakes.
I don't want any part of it. I'm not swimming in the ocean. I'm not hiking in the rainforest. Is that the rainforest?
Yeah,
is that where
so.
It is? Okay.
It's native to South and Southeast Asia.
Okay, not going to do that.
Yeah, not
going
happening.
There.
So yeah, this paradise snake. So thank you, Renee.
Thanks, nature.
Which, by the way, we're not going to dive down the wormhole of snakes mating because I don't think there's any sort of...
don't make sound.
Yeah, and sound, it's radio. So, you know, we got to...
It's pretty imperative it has sound.
Yeah, we got to have sound.
If we're going to spend any time... Although...
Appreciate it, Renee.
I mean, maybe off the air.
Maybe off the air you look and you see how snakes are made.
Okay, for research purposes.
Right, research purposes only.